This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
On Hope 1032, Colin Buchanan joining us. Thanks for being on the show.
Hello, Laura, and hello to all my Hope 103.2 friends and family, far and wide.
Yes, you've got quite a few, and far and wide is exactly right. How have you been coping in the experience of social distancing and various levels of isolation?
Well, it's an interesting world for me. I mean, for a start, all my gigs stopped. Mm. So it's nice that you're in radio and you're able to continue to perform, as it were. That there's an air gap between the audience and the performer, and that means you've been able to play a really important part. A contact for people in the a voice from outside of the home.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
For me, I didn't realise I would have that opportunity. I thought, well, the gigs are off. I better think about what projects I'm going to work on. And then I've had a couple of knocks on the door, which have been from a couple of different directions, saying, would you do some videos online because churches need them, or some friends who sort of are part of a collective called the Gospel Coalition in Australia said, oh, look, we think families would really benefit from you doing something. Can we sort of support you and encourage you to do that? So suddenly, I went from thinking, oh, it's going to be, I mean, I didn't think it'd be nothing because I fill my days. I have very creative, the sort of, it's fairly free form, when I don't have gigs, I suppose. So I've actually been a lot, it's been a lot busier than I thought it might be.
Yeah, I think it's surprising how productive we can be when everything else in life in so many ways is cancelled. But without being too dramatic, I feel like a lot of performers, a lot of even church preachers, anyone who occupies space on a stage would almost be having some kind of existential crisis right now, because so much of your life and what you're involved with involves that live audience interaction, particularly for you working with children and the energy that brings. How have you found that, being away from a stage and away from that energetic space?
Yes, well, I had a UK tour planned, which would have commenced this week, and that was, I think 16 gigs in the UK. It was travelling the length and breadth, actually, of England particularly. Mm. So definitely a lot of energy expended, but you're right, energy also, you gain a lot of energy from meeting people and being in that performance space. I found one of the things that, I was asked by the Gospel Coalition people was to think about doing a weekly sort of video of some sort. And it's become a Facebook Live thing, which actually has that energy in it, which is really interesting because I'm not a big social media fan. Mm. And I feel like out of this whole situation, I think maybe we will understand just how different the digital space is to the physical space.
Mm.
And it's taken this dramatic withdrawal from the physical space to help us see, well, there's things that, you can do with the digital space, and we're very grateful for it. But, when you don't have the physical space and physical contact, you get to see it sort of more for what it is. But that's a little rant aside. I sound like an old guy now.
No, but it's very true. It's very true because we don't realise just how distinct that need for human contact, even just a hug or really just shaking hands with somebody, we need that. And you can't fully replicate or replace that in an online exchange. So you're very right.
Yeah. But it's interesting. It's just landed in families and was unexpected just how much traction that little life. It's just me walking around the house singing a few songs with my guitar. It's really dodgy and it's rickety, and it's just Colin songs with Colin at home and for half an hour, and it's really interesting how it just generated so much. I think it's not like physical community, but it did. It struck me how sometimes when I'm on stage, it's almost like I feel like something very transcendent is happening that it's almost like I don't really have a part in this, even though I'm sort of, in a sense, the reason why people have gathered. But, you know, something takes over. The songs and the power of music and people's familiarity with those songs and the part that those songs have played, which is those songs go out and sort of, it's true for any artist, they go and do their work independent of you. And just the energy of being in a space together and of enjoying something at the same time, in the same place. And of course, faith plays a big part in that as well, which, you know, is another sort of snowball that tumbles down the hill when you're doing a live gig.
Yeah.
And it's almost like I can stand back and just sort of smile and enjoy watching. It's like they think they're the audience, you know. And so certainly I don't have that interaction with people, and I think as time goes on, all our personality types will sort of, I think, will sort of morph into one type that just wants to see people.
That's
the introverts will go, actually, I want to see people.
I've seen a lot of memes online that are saying, hey, after this is all over, invite me to anything and I promise I will come. Like, people are just, instead of rejecting that invite and wanting to be in the comfy pants instead, they just want human contact. But I personally have quite enjoyed seeing some of those more raw, those raw interactions, I guess, with some of the faces we're familiar with, even on the bigger end of the scale with some of the huge talk shows in the US. And you're seeing people in their lounge rooms. There's no makeup. There's no TV lights. It's just two humans talking. And there's something really nice about that. It takes away some of the shininess that maybe can be a little bit alienating in normal context. But talking about productivity, you have been creating something quite cool with Compassion. It's called Kids Talks with Colin. What are you talking to kids about in this series?
Well, that was one of the knocks on the door, came from Compassion. I've been a Compassion ambassador for, gee, I think about 10 years now, although we've been sponsoring kids a bit longer than that. And I'm surprised you didn't call me Mr. Ambassador. But that's fine. We can keep it informal. I've been really blessed. I've been able to visit the field, as they call it, you know, to go overseas and visit projects and even visit one of my sponsor kids and to see this connection to churches, which is one of the strengths, I think, of Compassion, is that it's, although it's an umbrella organisation, it starts with partnerships with churches particularly, and that's really potent. You know, they've got a great presence among churches in Australia. And when this whole sort of landed, the virus situation, and a lot of churches were going online, well, all churches were, you know, sort of tending to do that, Compassion were really conscious of the fact that resources, you know, would be really useful to churches, particularly children's resources. And I thought, let's see if Colin wants to do some kids talks, because that could be something that might be useful just to slot into a church's online, you know, presentation, something for kids when they're sort of under the pump. And, you know, there's a song and, you know, Bible verse and a little prayer at the end. But they're actually really quite old school, you know, which is, you know, sort of what I mean, even as a child, I've always thought, you know, and it's probably carried right through my entire sort of kids' Christian music life, has been that it was always the minister, like the senior minister, the boss guy, would very often give the children's message. You know, it was probably a more formal day when I was young, but the same guy who would deliver a serious sermon to the grown-ups when the kids went out to Sunday school would deliver his talk to the kids, and it sort of had a sense of this isn't dealing with kids and teaching kids is a really, you know, sober responsibility, and it's not something that we're just calling the jester. And you can have a lot of fun, you know, obviously talking to kids, and I've had a lot of fun over the years, but this idea and, you know, the available opportunity was like, well, it's going to have to be shot at home, and it's going to have to be pretty simple, and it's just Colin and his guitar and his Bible and, you know, there's not a lot of hoopla.
But it's all it needs to be.
Well, it's been really nice, and again, a bit like what you've said about, you know, this is a time when I think we're probably more, rather than sitting back saying, well, entertain me, I think people are saying we've got to be real. You know, if the if the Prime Minister of England can, if his life can sort of hang by a thread and he's not exempt, you know, that's, and we know that Lady Gaga is sitting at home, you know. It's just like there's, and getting that sense that we're all in sort of, you know, a restricted situation is a strangely unifying and very powerful. And look, I'm also conscious that it's very potentially worrying to kids because it's sort of got this bigness to it and smallness. You know, it's about the world and it's also about, go easy on the toilet paper. It's like it couldn't go from bigger to smaller, really, could it?
Yeah, and they wouldn't fully understand what's going on, of course, from a child's perspective. But something like what you're doing at least helps to ease some of the stresses that they may feel. And look, I don't think you can tell us the future, but where do you think we are going? Where do you think in a few months' time this will all land and where will we be?
You realise you're asking former play school presenter, children's recording artist.
Exactly.
We've actually got to the big question.
Who's going to have a more fun perspective than you?
Look, this has humbled us. It's humbled us at so many levels. It's humbled us because our very health and well-being has been challenged. And it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how rich you are or how poor you are or how talented you are or what your reputation is. So that's very, you know, it's challenged us at that level. It's certainly challenged us at a financial level and what we think is the, you know, I think we're going to come out and find ourselves having to rethink what's essential and what isn't, and there's going to be a lot of belt tightening and, you know, probably some difficulty. And I can't help feeling that all this, you know, nobody wants it to happen, and it's strange how things, you know, people personally will tell stories and say, I never wanted situation X to happen, but I wouldn't change a thing, you know. And I mean, obviously, if we could avoid this, you would. But it has happened, and I wonder whether out of this, you know, there are some really powerful lessons about, you know, about who we are and, you know, how we relate to one another as a community, what we hold valuable, how we serve one another, and how important money is to us. And a bit like you said, you know, there's an old saying about those sort of gushy celebrities, and you'd say, oh, she'd go to the opening of an envelope. But I said, if you said, you know, I live in Heathcote, and I said, if you said Heathcote Oval, come up, everyone can just come up there to the Oval at midday on Sunday, bring a picnic, and we're just going to celebrate the sunshine and the community and to be together. And it almost brings tears to your eyes to think of that. And if this situation makes us think about community in that way and moves us in that way, you would hope that might be something that can really have a lasting effect on the way we think about living in community. And certainly as a Christian, you know, I feel like, you know, I'm really propelled towards the greatness of God, His love and care, relying on Him, the wonder of salvation in Christ is a treasure that you know is unspoilable, and so I really value that as well as a Christian person. You know?
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of people that are quietly enjoying some of those more treasured aspects of what is a quite difficult situation for so many. But Colin, thank you for taking the time to chat with us, and we'll be sure to check out Kid Talks with Colin as well. Thank you.
Ah, good on you, Laura. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.